I really appreciate you guys coming and talking to me. Did you have to get off work, take time off work today to come talk to me?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Is anybody in this group about to have a new sister? Raise your hand if you are. Have you guys had a good summer time?
Yeah.
What was the most fun you got to do? Anything you got to do this summer?
I love to keep going to the lake with our cousins.
Go to our cousin's house that lives in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of.
Was that your new cousin? Did you guys get to go on any trips this summer?
Just in Fort Walton Beach.
Fort Walton Beach. That's a pretty good trip. That sounds like a bunch of fun.
We went swimming a lot.
Went swimming a lot?
We have a pool.
What?
My birthday.
Your birthday. How many are you now?
Eight.
You know
what birthday I want to have?
What birthday?
Another aerial one.
Okay. What's the most fun thing you got to play?
Legos.
All right.
My favorite game is...
Hide and seek, okay.
I think one of mine is being able to canoe.
The canoe, that sounds like a big fun. Harrison, did you get to play any video games in summer? Yeah. Is that your favorite thing?
I haven't finished
it. He's got new sandals.
You got new sandals this time.
I'm five.
Good. You're five?
I'm so close to being five.
Are you? Are you guys playing ball this summer?
Yeah.
What's the name of your team?
My name is the Wildcats.
The Wildcats?
So is mine. Baseball?
Baseball.
Both of you play baseball? What's your team's name, Mike?
I'm Defenders.
Defenders? What position?
I'm down with baseball.
You are you? What position do you play?
I'm
Defenders.
I played all the positions.
All of them. All right. What about you? You play ball too?
Yeah, I play baseball.
You play for the Cardinals?
No, I play Defenders except it's older dude.
The older team. Defenders or Avengers?
Defenders.
Defenders. All right. The Defenders. Let's see. Is that the same team that Ike is on? Very good.
I'm playing ball right now. I've played three seasons this summer, so I'm really tired out. I'm playing on a team called the Defenders right now.
McKenna, do you play sports or are you going to do that?
She plays gymnastics.
Gymnastics, well, all right. What's your favorite gymnastic thing to do?
So they have a rope and you can like climb up it and then you can fly down where you go.
Really? Did you get to play any sports or anything this summer?
I was gonna do swim, but my mom's still looking into that.
Yeah. Did you get to do Camp Watermill stuff?
Yeah.
Did you like that, Brayden?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
What was your favorite thing about that?
I don't know, just getting to experience what different people have houses and stuff.
We hanged up a new basketball goal on our pod pavilion.
Can you dunk?
No, it's too high.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Me and my dad played once and I beat him.
You beat him? I'm not surprised. Can you tell me any nice things that you guys did for people? Can you tell
me?
Made them cards?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say.
Yeah. Did you make anybody bookmark?
Yeah, we also made you a bookmark.
Me, that's right. I got it in my Bible right now.
Skunk Caravan.
Can you tell me the COVID Caravan? What did you do during that? Did you make them smile? Yeah, what did you do to make them smile when you visited them?
I've
been writing lots of letters.
Very good. You've been writing lots of letters just to encourage people? Yeah, very good. Or were they like people who were your friends or older people or just everybody?
Just everybody.
Okay. Ethan, I know you have projects that you do to be a blessing to other people. Tell me about one or two of those projects that you do.
Well, last year, and I think the year before that too, like in September or something, when they had the Fairhaven auction, I made a bunch of stuff and sold it and put in the change for children's bands.
You made it by sewing it, and then you made cards too. I got some of your cards. Thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for doing stuff to make other people smile. That was very nice of you. Yeah. You guys have any pets?
We're getting there.
Well, this is a chance to make the announcement. What kind of pet are you getting?
We're getting a white labradoodle.
No, we're going to get a corgi tomorrow.
Oh, you are. Well, congratulations. Is your corgi having a mate yet?
Well, we do have pets.
It's a cat and a duck and some chickens.
We have, in fact, we got a new pet,
a kitten
named Jazz.
How big is Jazz?
He's like this big.
Those two kitties are new. So what's your corgi's name going to be?
Willow.
Willow? Good. Do you think your cat will like Willow?
No.
What's your cat's name?
Willie
and Willow. Okay, that sounds like it could be confusing.
Yeah, this is all the animals. We have chickens, pigs, dogs, cats.
Only chickens, pigs, dogs, and cats. Okay. What grade is Willow going to be in? You guys are about to go back to school again, aren't you? Start back to your classes?
Next
Tuesday? Are you excited about school?
I'm in first grade.
Yeah. You're in the first grade? You're in the first grade.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Jacqueline, what grade are you going to be in?
Seven.
Wonderful. What about you, Pat?
Second.
Tecumseh?
Four.
Thank you. Second grade. Are you excited for school to start? How about Michael?
Kindergarten.
Fourth grade.
Well, I'm in fourth grade right now.
Oh, you're in fourth grade right now. You're in second this time? Okay. McKinley, what grade are you going to be in?
First grade.
All right. Are you guys excited about school?
Yes.
What grade are you in this year? Second grade? Yeah. Okay. Is anybody else starting the school this time?
What's going to be in pre-K?
I'm going to be in pre-K. Are you in school? What grade are you in school? About the seventh? No, you're not. What grade are you in school?
I'm in kindergarten.
Okay, very good. You excited about that?
I'm going to first grade.
You're in the first grade this year? All right, wonderful. Are you looking forward to it? Yeah. Eighth grade coming up. Okay, have a good year. What grade will you be in, Celeste?
I'm going to be in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Can you tell me what your favorite school subject is?
Reading.
Reading. Very good. How about algebra?
Science.
Science?
Mine is no, and I think it's math.
Math. Good.
Recess.
What, history? Not bad.
Maybe recess and math.
What is it?
Recess and lunch, probably.
Recess and lunch? Always my two favorites.
I love lunch.
Okay.
I love lunch.
What subject though?
Recess and lunch.
You guys like to read? You don't like to read?
We get to
writing. Writing? Okay. I have to, Lucas. Okay.
I think lunch.
Lunch? Besides that, what?
Recess.
How about history? How about reading or spelling? Lunch? The bell to go home? Yeah. Do you like reading?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? You like the reading?
Yeah,
hers is that's your favorite.
Yeah. 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 I also like going to a hope store.
Jacqueline, are you in band? Do you play instruments or that kind of thing?
I'm in orchestra. I play violin.
Very good. Do you ever have to get your mom or your dad to help you with your math?
Yes. Yeah. But if it's all that
same
to me, no, it's not really.
Okay. Who's best at it?
No,
mom or dad or William?
Dad's the best, William's the second.
Okay.
Yeah, mom was never a mess.
Okay.
She never was such a
mess. McKinley, what are you excited about with your school things at start? What are you looking forward to?
I'm going to be doing a bunch of drawing, and I think that'll be kind of fun.
You like art, so the drawing stuff. I don't do a lot of fun, I'm curious. Hi?
Being able to burn it. Being able to burn it when I'm done. Being able to burn it.
So, really, what grade are you going to be in this year?
Fourth grade.
And how was it for you to do school from online?
It was okay, but I would prefer school in person.
Yeah.
Did you like doing Zoom?
It was better.
She doesn't like the school a whole bunch, so she likes that one.
I like homeschool.
Do you like homeschool? Do you like Zoom, McKinley? Did you like doing it on Zoom? Did you? What was that like for you to do school at home?
I think it was easier.
You thought it was easier?
I could blow through it in like 2 hours because the teachers weren't there talking the entire time.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you hope happens when you start back to school and all of that? If you were telling me what you hope happens, can you think of something?
I don't want to wear masks. I don't want to wear masks 8 hours a day.
You're with all of us.
I go back into our full groove.
Who are your friends at church that you like to see?
William, Titus, William.
William? And who else?
Titus.
Okay. Who are your friends, McKenna?
McKinley and Britton.
McKinley and Britton. Sounds like a good trio for me. Yeah.
It's McKenna and Wally. And McKinley.
Okay. McKenna, Wally, McKinley. All right. You guys have a lot of fun?
Usually it's Harrison.
Yeah, my friends mostly Tecumseh. I want him to play with Tecumseh.
Harrison, Tecumseh, yeah.
He wants to play with Isaac, too. Isaac and Michael.
Isaac and Michael?
My best friends at church are Taylor and Kaylee and Burnley and Celeste. And we have a camp out in my yard. That's really fun.
Jacqueline, Taylor, Haley, and Burnley.
All right, very good. It sounds like a good crowd. Did you guys get to do some stuff together this summer?
Me and Harrison like to play the Harrison team.
Good.
Me and Tass and Harrison play with each other a lot.
That's beautiful.
I'm going to go to the Candy Man.
All right.
Can't wait.
Do you like the Candy Man?
Celeste and Jacqueline and Haley. Taylor moved away.
Yeah, we're going to miss Taylor. We're going to miss Taylor, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the same thing all your friends said, though. They all said that same group. How about you, Brayden? You're friends with everybody, aren't you?
With the youth group.
Yeah, that was
you. Probably me.
Yeah. And did you guys stay in touch with your friends?
Yeah.
How did you stay in touch with your friends?
On Zoom.
On Zoom?
On Zoom, you might know, but there are these squares
I've heard that, yeah. How have you stayed in touch with your friends?
Sleepover.
Do what?
Sleepover.
Okay, once you had a sleepover?
Yeah, just Wazzy and Kenton and Icy had a sleepover at my house.
Okay, so have you guys missed being around your friends a whole lot? I mean, every week here, like a whole lot during this time?
Well, now that we're coming to church, I guess that we're seeing our friends anyways, but school, I'm gonna have to make all new friends.
It'll be different for you, won't it? Yeah. What about your favorite song? Favorite church song?
Well, mine is the buzzer song.
Which one?
The
song. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish I was a buzzer.
All right. That sounds like a classic.
I like the buzzer song.
Did you like the buzzer
song?
Yeah. Which one else?
Zion's Call.
I like that song too.
Jesus loves me.
All right. How about you guys? You have a favorite song, Isaac?
The Old Rugged Cross.
Okay. How about yours?
The Battle Belongs to the Lord.
I like that one too.
Okay. I will call upon the Lord.
He is worthy to be praised. Sing and be happy.
Yes.
What did you say to come see?
Sing and be happy.
Sing and be happy.
Remember that time whenever we watched the Bill Caterpillar song?
The Caterpillar song. I love that one too.
Mine is 10,000 Angels.
10,000 Angels. Very good.
Every time we can sing a church song, he's like, can we do 10,000?
We need to sing that at church, don't we?
Yeah. That's a hard one.
It is.
Probably Greatest Commands, because that's really what God asks for us to learn.
I like that one too.
So by definition, the Greatest Commands would have to be the greatest song for that, yeah. Which one did you say, Brinley?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Hard.
Can you think of one written that's your favorite?
I don't know.
No? This summer, you got to go to Camp Wilderness. You wore your shirt there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what those four stories were? Four different stories.
John the Baptist.
Was
one. One of them were here. What was it?
Moses.
Yeah, and Abraham.
Abraham.
And the one that we didn't see was Pat. I already told that one. But the last one was Jesus.
Jesus and the temptation.
Yeah, I liked where Miss K and
So what was the most fun thing about that for you?
That we got to see friends again.
Abraham and Sarah. Okay. You thought so too, Brittany? Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. Remember?
John the Baptist.
Very cool. So I saw John the Baptist was a lot taller guy than I thought he would have been. Did you notice that? Yeah. Jacqueline, I believe you got the help with the counselor in this deal, didn't you? What did you help do in that?
I helped Chelsea with the crafts. Because I like crafts.
The crafts? All right, you like
crafts. I do crafts.
Okay, I see you dressed up in your Camp Wilderness shirts. Did you guys have fun doing that? Which one of those stories was your favorite one of those stories?
Moses.
All right, I like that one too. How about you, Celeste?
Moses,
very good. Okay. Whose house was Moses? Was that Jacqueline's house? Okay, very good. What was one thing you learned from the Camp Wilderness stories?
About Abraham and God made the promise.
That was at your house, wasn't it? Good. Thank you for doing that. Any others?
Learned about Moses.
Moses?
Yeah, my house.
And your house.
Baby.
Out of all Bible stories that you know, what's your favorite one? Not just in Camp Wilderness, but in class or anything. And what's your favorite Bible story?
Well, that's a hard one.
Celeste, do you have one? What's your favorite story?
It's about Ruth.
About Ruth? That's a good story. I like that too.
Revelation.
Which one?
Revelation.
Okay. That sounds like a favorite story. What's your favorite Bible story?
I have no idea.
Which one?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
I forgot the name, but
I like the Rich Man and Lazarus.
The Rich Man and Lazarus. Okay.
I like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I do too.
I forgot mine.
You forgot yours? Okay, you like them all, don't you? You like the people, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell me one at a time.
Maybe.
Lucas?
Maybe Goliath?
Goliath?
My favorite one is Goliath.
Is Goliath?
Goliath and Jesus on the cross. My favorite part after that is whenever you get to have those toys.
Oh, very favorite. Lucky, what's yours?
I still did make the best story.
Pardon?
Yes,
yeah, the favorite story, yeah.
Jonah.
Jonah, okay. Tecumseh?
They lied and they died.
Jonah. What's yours?
Jesus.
Do you have a favorite verse that you can think of?
Oh, yeah.
So my favorite verse is, it's the one that Mama likes to. It's I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. Okay, thank you.
That goes with the talk that you did for us.
It's kind of hard. The verse is kind of hard to remember.
McKinney, do you have a favorite verse?
He does.
Love your God with your heart, mind, soul.
Yeah, that's
very good. That's a great commandment. First and great one.
Yeah. Mine is, love is patient, love is kind. And then I totally forgot the verse.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise you of your youth. That verse.
That's a great verse.
Especially while you're young.
That's right, or any time really, but it gives all of us some areas to try to be following Jesus in. Have you guys gotten to talk to your grandma and grandpa this summer? How are they doing?
Good.
Do you talk to them with FaceTime?
They live, we can just walk to their house. They live right down the street.
Okay.
And we can ride our bikes there.
What about your other grandma and grandpa? Do you get to talk to them?
Sometimes they've called a few times.
Good. Why don't you tell them hello? Look here and tell them hello in case they get to see you.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you guys get to see your grandparents much this summer?
Only Jeff and Boss. Dad's parents are kind of like social distancing right now.
Okay. So in case they can see you guys right now, why don't you tell them hello? Say to them what you want to say to your grandparents.
Hello.
Call them.
Hi.
Hi. Britton, let them hear you say something. Say.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, very good. If your grandma or grandpa, either one of them, happened to see you guys doing this interview, what would you like
actually,
to say?
Actually, all our family.
Good. What do you want to say?
Hi, Poppy and Gigi, and hi, Grandpa and Mimi. Thank you that you're watching us.
Yes.
And thank you for Georgia Saw and Liza and Dalton and Emily there.
And so, yeah. And say, so, when are you coming to see us?
When are you coming to see us?
Can you tell them hello?
Hi.
Can you smile and say hello? You can't. Say something to Zane and Nomisa here. What would you want to say to them?
I have a good day.
Hi.
Can you say we're gonna have supper at your house tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Say something to your friends.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Tell all your friends here. We love you.
I love you. I love you.
Very good.
Say, hello.
Hello.
Hello and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
So, I hope you guys that are watching have a good day, and I hope we all have a good day.
Yes. Bye.
Yeah, that's very good. You all have done a great job. I appreciate using with you, okay?
Thank you. Right.
Thank you a lot. Okay.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for coming and talking to me.